Outdoors now to Lake Sammamish State Park in Issaquah, which has a funding problem. So state parks officials are looking at a proposal that might help. Let outdoor retailer REI hold kayaking classes and rent equipment to park visitors. This proposal is controversial, but it's not unusual. All of our state parks are looking for ways to bring in more funding. Last month, the Washington State Park and Recreation Commission approved a pilot program to allow commercial advertising in certain areas of state parks. Lynn Thompson has been following this trend for the Seattle Times. She says there's a simple reason Washington State Parks are looking for private and corporate money. Our park system doesn't have much money of its own.
They lost about two-thirds of their state funding in the recession. So they, in 2013, the State Parks Commission gave the state parks a mandate and said, you have to be more entrepreneurial. You have to adopt a business management strategy. You have to look for partners. You have to find ways to raise revenue for the parks.
So the recession essentially has not ended yet for our state parks.
That's right.
You recently reported for the Seattle Times on a proposed partnership between the outdoor retailer REI, based in Kent, and Lake Sammamish Park in Issaquah. So what would this deal look like?
It's just a proposal at this point, but REI actually has a lot of experiences working in and with parks around the country, national parks, state parks, local parks. They're in 300 parks, I think, around the country.
And what kinds of things do they do?
Mostly programs, so bicycling, kayaking, hiking, photography, navigation. And they think they can bring more people, more activities, and more money to the park.
So REI has the experience and a background in doing this kind of thing. It could make them some money as well. Let's not forget that.
Absolutely.
And so what are the potential upsides for Lake Sammamish then in this partnership?
Well, people say it's been a really underused park. It's only 18 miles from Seattle. It's surrounded now by growing suburbs, Sammamish, Redmond, Bellevue. And for having all those people around it, it's often empty. Deserted. The trails are not well marked. The grounds, 500 acres, were overgrown with blackberries. So people just weren't going there, except on really, you know, hot summer days when they could swim at the lake. And so the park feels underutilized, and it seems like a natural fit because it is so close to the city. It's not a remote, pristine wilderness park. It's really an urban park.
Well, it's not completely underutilized. There is a couple there who run a business at the park, and they're saying they might close because of REI potentially moving in. Tell us a little bit about them.
Barb and George Gronseth. Barb's been running the concession there for 19 years. George runs the Kayak Academy and is one of the most highly regarded kayak instructors in the Northwest. It's a very low-key operation. I mean, when I went looking for them, I found the kayaks on the beach, and I'm looking around, you know, where's the shop? it's barely marked. You know, there's a few small signs. You know, so people who are familiar with the park and have been to the park, they do find them.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah. It's a very, you know, mom-and-pop operation. And, you know, one of the things REI put in its application or its proposal to the state parks was elevate amenities. And I think that's a code for a little more signage, a little more pizzazz, I think, around some of these outdoor opportunities. Let people know it's there. But, you know, for the Gronseth, they've been running this for years. They're, you know, beloved in the kayak community. And it feels like they're being pushed out so that state parks can make more money.
So what other potential downsides do you see from REI having a presence at Lake Sammamish Park?
Well, I think what I heard from some people in the area, they're concerned about commercialization and that it won't look like a natural area anymore. It will look like an REI retail shop because REI has said, you know, it would sell gear. You know, so if you're going to take a kayaking class, well, gosh, you might want to look at some of the kayaks or the paddles or the, you know, life jackets. That's still vague. It's not a done deal at all. And they also talked about just a pop-up shop with like sunscreen, folding chairs, you know, things you might just need on the fly for a day at the beach. But I think the concern is that in parks trying to be more entrepreneurial, they have raised the hackles of neighbors and people around the state who want their parks to be refuges. They want them to be natural. They want them to be peaceful. And Parks has made some proposals that seemed wrongheaded, like the one at Snoqualmie Pass to put in an RV park and a potentially even a resort right near the wildlife animal crossing that the state had spent millions of dollars to build.
And so that didn't fly.
No.
What did they learn from that?
Well, hopefully they learned to, you know, and I think they did learn to go slowly and, you know, try to do more, you know, groundwork to find out, well, what are the other competing uses? You know, what's there now? What could this possibly interfere with? And not suggest something that's really inappropriate for the site.
So, you know, that brings us to the crux of this, perhaps, which is that intersection between the private and the public. Just how much could this money, this private and corporate money, change the essential character of our state parks?
Well, there's a broad continuum of possibilities. You know, at one end, there would be, you know, very little change. And that might be more appropriate for more remote parks, more pristine parks in natural areas. There could be a lot more activity in more urban parks, more close-in parks than there is today. And it doesn't have to be jarring or, you know, terribly commercial, you know, giant parking lots surrounding, you know, some new buildings. I think there are parks in the state that are trying to be more entrepreneurial. Riverside Park in Spokane, it's a city park. It goes along the river. There are lots of activities there. REI does teach classes there. And there's very little commercial presence that you would recognize, you know, as some kind of corporate presence.
You got a lot of comment on your article online from people arguing that these parks are public, they're public land, and commercial businesses simply don't belong there. But how naive do you think that attitude is? Is this simply the new reality that we live in order for our state parks to be funded?
Well, this legislature has not been willing to raise taxes to pay for schools, which is the paramount duty of under our Constitution. So it's this, I feel like Parks is in kind of a no-win situation. They don't have enough money to keep up their operations or improve them or make them as dynamic as they could be. And yet people don't want that commercialization. They don't want the businesses in the parks. But somehow Parks has to try to make it work. One of the examples that people I talked to pointed to was Marymore Park at the opposite end of Lake Washington.
Sure.
Velodrome, Cirque du Soleil, dog park, aerial plane area, tons of activities going on.
Multiple soccer fields.
Lots of soccer fields. And that seems to work, and it's a very used, dynamic park. And so people at Lake Sammamish are saying, we need some of that dynamism here, and we need some of that injection of revenue.
Lynn Thompson is a reporter with the Seattle Times. She's been reporting on the possibility of private companies advertising and partnering with Washington State Parks.